Good morning and welcome. If you are delighted to be here, or if you are tired or troubled, you are welcome. If your faith is strong, or if your faith is battered or frail, you are welcome. If you are eager to sing praises to God, or if you just need to be quiet and listen, you are welcome. God welcomes all of us to worship today. God promises to meet us here. Join me in the responsive reading as it is printed in the bulletin. O come, let us sing. O come, let us make a joyful noise. O come, let us sing to the Lord, the rock of our salvation. Let us come into God's presence with thanksgiving, making joyful noises and singing the Lord's praises. For great is our God.
How great?
Very great. For in God's hands are the depths of the earth and the heights of the mountains. The seas are the Lord's, for God is their creator. The land is the Lord's, for God's hands formed, shaped, and blessed the earth.
Praise the Lord, and greatly to be praised.
O come, let us worship. Let us worship and bow down. Let's bow for the opening prayer. It's a glorious feeling to be able to unload our hearts, to spill out our gratitude and thanks to you, O God, for the rest of the night, for the renewal of strength for a new day, for the fellowship in gathering together our brothers and sisters who share a faith in you, for voices to sing, for dedicated musicians who share their talents for your glory. Morning, noon, and night, may we share your love with the whole world. May we shout it, sing it in every possible way to proclaim your praises and express our joy. How great you are, O Lord. Help us, those of us who love you, to prove to our disjointed world that you are in our midst. Amen. Okay, let's turn to your blue hymnals and sing hymn number 118. Margie's going to direct it. We're going to be doing this a cappella, and please try and stay with her. rapid tempo. Let's stand, please.
Creatures, see.
You may be seated. I invite the children up for the children's time.
How many of you know how your dad and your mom met? Oh, my grandkids do. How about the rest of you? Oh, did you think your mother and dad grew up together? Did you know they were kids one time? Did you know that they actually were teenagers and then they were young adults, and most of them are still young adults? Okay, well, some of us, and most people will remember how they met the other person that they married, right? I mean, that's an important thing to know. Well, there's a story in the Bible way back in Genesis about a guy and a girl who married, but they had a very strange way of getting to know each other or getting to meet. And in fact, in some countries of the world, there's some cultures where people still get married and they never met each other before that day. Wouldn't that be kind of scary? Yeah, that you would live with somebody the rest of your life and you didn't even know who they were, so you didn't even know whether you really liked each other. Well, anyway, in the Old Testament, in Genesis, in the very first book in the Bible, we have a man by the name of Abraham. And Abraham loved God. And it was kind of unusual because the people around him did not know God and did not worship the true God. They worshiped idols. And God called Abraham and said, I want you to be leader of my people. I want to start a whole race of people with you, and I want you to follow me. And Abraham was very obedient. He did that. He loved God. Well, when he got to be, and he had a son, and his son's name was Isaac. Yes, he had a son named Isaac, and he really loved his son. And God knew that he loved his son, and he was even willing to give his son to God if God wanted him. But God told Abraham he needed to go to this other country far away from where his relatives were, and he took his wife Sarah, and they went there, and then he had this boy named Isaac. But now Abraham is an old man, and his son is 40 years old. That sounds pretty old, doesn't it? 40? Well, yeah. Well, some of your moms and dads might be in that area. Well, he was 40, and he still didn't have a wife. Now, back in those days, everybody pretty much got married and had families. Not everybody does that, but they do. And so Abraham knew that he wasn't going to live very long, and it was this custom for the father of the family to pick the wife for his son. So Abraham called his servant in, his very trusted servant, and he said, Eliezer, I want you to go back to the land where we used to live, where all my relatives are, and I want you to find a wife for Isaac. Oh my goodness, that's a big job, to find a wife for somebody else. My goodness. Well, Eliezer said, I don't think I can do. Yes, he said, God will lead you. God will help you. You pray to God and you ask him and he will help you. So Eliezer loaded up a whole bunch of camels, more than one or two, more like 10 to 20. Imagine, this is a big cattle parade going down the road. And he took all these gifts for the family of the bride-to-be. And when he got close to the place where they lived, he stopped at a well because they had been in the desert. And so the camels were dry. Camels drink a lot of water so that they can go a long time without getting another drink. And while he was at this place, he prayed and he said, God, I want you to, there were some women over there by the well feeding their sheep, getting water for their sheep. He said, I want you to have the girl that I'm supposed to meet, the woman I'm supposed to meet, have her offer to give me a drink of water from the well, because she had a container to give him water. And even more than that, I want her to offer me water for my camels. That, can you imagine how hard that would be to have enough water to feed all the, or give all those camels a drink? Wow. So God answered his prayer. And he went up to the well, and this lovely lady said to him, I will give you some water. You probably are thirsty. She was being really hospitable. Well, then she said, I will also give all your camels water. Wow. Then Eliezer knew that she was the one that God wanted him to pick for Isaac. And so she went home and she told all her family about this man at the well. And then her brother went out to the well and invited him to come home for supper. And he heard the story from Eliezer. And Eliezer said, well, I'd like to leave first thing in the morning to go back to my land and take, her name was Rebecca, and take Rebecca with me. And her family said, oh, can't she stay here at least 10 days yet, just so that we can say goodbye. And he said, I really need to go. And they said, well, Rebecca, what do you say? Are you willing to go with Eliezer? And she said, yes, she was. And so she went, and she became Isaac's wife. And they had twin boys. Let's bow for prayer. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for the way that you work in our lives. We thank you that you are interested in our life day to day and how things go and what experiences we have. And we thank you that even back in the days of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob, you were there and you were speaking to people, and we know you speak to each one of us today. Help us to ask you the crucial questions in our life as we need to make decisions. Even as we are in school, or we're at play, or even as we grow up and get into even more important decisions to make. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay, boys and girls, stay up here with me and play our bells. Ready? One, two, three, start. Everybody ready? Watch. One, two, three, start. Good job. Okay. Start. big smile. Good job. You go to your seat.
Thank you. Thank you.
We'd like to ask for prayer for our friend's infant son. His name is Rhett.
Rex?
Rhett, R-H-E-T-T.
R-E-T-T.
Yeah. He's in CHOP for observation for the next week. He's being diagnosed with some sort of infantile epileptic disorder.
Let us pray. As we have gathered our beings here this morning, O God, we pray once again for the church that you have raised up through Jesus Christ, your Son. And we would ask you to inspire it with your Spirit. And with your mercy, may we be encouraged to continue your work. Our hearts are always grateful for you. Creation, O God, you being the master creator, giving us the earth and all that is in it. We now pray that you would nourish the earth with seasonable weather and adequate rainfall. And God, you have created humans in your image. We as people have created nations. We pray for nations this morning, O God. For people of every land and language, we would ask that you would end violence and warfare and ethnic strife, and lead us from fear to friendship, from injustice to equality, from oppression to freedom. This morning, our God, we pray for those in need. We think of the names that have been mentioned here this morning. And God, we don't want to forget to pray for us, this assembly gathered here today. We pray for all who give leadership, those who are participating with us, and we pray for those who are absent with us from today. Watch over them and watch over us as we seek to be your people. And now, joining our voices with your faithful ones of every time and place, we offer our prayers in the name of the risen Christ, our Lord Jesus, who taught us to pray. Our Father in heaven, holy is your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive our sin as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, now and forever. Amen.
Thank you.
Our scripture this morning is from the book of John, chapter 5, verses 1 to 18. Sometime later, Jesus went up to Jerusalem for a feast of the Jews. Now there is in Jerusalem, near the Sheep Gate, a pool, which in Aramaic is called Bethesda, and which is surrounded by five colored colonnades. Here a great number of disabled people used to lie, the blind, the lame, the paralyzed. One who was there had been an invalid for 38 years. When Jesus saw him lying there and learned that he had been in this condition for a long time, he asked him, "Do you want to get well?" "Sir," the invalid replied, "I have no one to help me into the pool when the water is stirred. While I am trying to get in, someone else goes down ahead of me." And Jesus said to him, "Get up, pick up your mat, and walk." At once the man was cured. He picked up his mat and walked. The day on which this took place was a Sabbath. And so the Jews said to the man who had been healed, "It is the Sabbath. The law forbids you to carry your mat." But he replied, "The man who made me well said to me, 'Pick up your mat and walk.'" So they asked him, "Who is this fellow who told you to pick it up and walk?" The man who was healed had no idea who it was, for Jesus had slipped away into the crowd that was there. Later, Jesus found him at the temple and said to him, "See, you are well again. Stop sinning, or something worse may happen to you." The man went away and told the Jews that it was Jesus who had made him well. So, because Jesus was doing these things on the Sabbath, the Jews persecuted him. Jesus said to them, "My Father is always at his work to this very day, and I too am working." For this reason, the Jews tried all the harder to kill him. Not only was he breaking the Sabbath, but he was even calling God his own Father, making himself equal with God.
Great ambition I've got. 38 years at this pool, and I'm still only 20 paces closer to the water than when I started. 20 paces in 38 years. Snail with palsy could do better. Still, it's a shady spot. One of the prime locations. I have my favorite mat given to me by Artemis the day he was healed and left. And there's that pillow that Rebecca left behind the day she got healed. Peter's water jug. I love that. And Ethanol's lamp. What more could I want? I do have a storehouse of possession from others who made it to the pool before I did.
Well, hello.
Oh, hello. My name is Joseph.
Huh. That is coincidence. My stepfather's name was Joseph.
Glad to meet you. You aren't lame or blind or deaf or sick like the rest of us. Are you visiting somebody? Perhaps I can help. I know everybody here. I've been here for 38 years trying to be healed. So I know this place pretty well. You might say it's my home.
You know, I know all that. I've come to help you. Do you want to be made well?
That's an interesting question. I mean, I am well enough off here with friends and possessions.
Do you want to be made well?
Well, sure I do. But it's a long way to that pool. That's why I have this shady spot. You have to wait until the pool waters are stirred by the spirits, and then you have to be the first one in. But it's too far for somebody like me, and there's no one to put me in the pool.
Do you want to be made well?
Okay, so I don't have a lot of ambition being here 38 years and claiming a spot only 20 paces from where we began. But I wouldn't be here day after day if I want to be healed.
Well, I can heal you.
Yeah, wouldn't that be nice? Perhaps the water gets stirred up, then you could help me be the first to beat the rush to the pool.
Why are you afraid?
Me? Afraid? Not really. Well, it would mean leaving the shady spot and all my possessions and all my friends, and how would I get along in the world out there? This ain't heaven, but I belong.
Stand up, pick up your mat, and walk.
Yes, well, thanks for the encouragement.
Don't be afraid. Try it.
Well, you see, my legs, I can move them. I can stand. I stagger like a baby on a roller coaster. Whoa, whoa. Let me sit down.
Soon you'll get the hang of walking. It will give you a whole new perspective. Now you may go.
And do what? After 38 years, I have no marketable skill. I've never held a job. No one knows me except as a cripple. What will people say? How will they react? I don't know what to do. At least as a cripple, I could be a beggar.
You are a new person. Your sins are forgiven. Do not think about the old way of being. Rather, focus on new doors that can open for you. You are not alone. From this moment forward, you will go with God.
Hey, don't go. Who are you? Great. Here I am, alone with two good legs for the first time in my life, and not an inkling what to do or where to go. Or sun's bright outside there. Hey, there's so many places I could go. Why do I wish to go back to my spot by the pool?
Let's continue with Blessed Assurance, number 332, and let's stand, please.
Oh,
may be seated. Let's bow for the offering prayer. Heart and mind, possessions, Lord, we offer to you. All of these are yours, Lord. You gave all of these to us for our use. Your doings are wondrous to us. Our plans and thoughts, everything we ever do is dependent on your will and love alone. We commit all of these to you. Amen. Thank you.
Thank you.
Would you please stand for the blessing? By your hands may love be shared. By your voice may peace be spoken. By your eyes may beauty be seen. By your ears may truth be heard. By your life may the song of Christ be sung.